Today's gospel is a continuation of last Sunday's gospel. Last time we heard about divine justice and divine mercy. And for those who were here, I gave you the definition. Justice to mean to give to each one what is theirs, to give to each person what belongs to them. And divine mercy, that's what God gives us because our heart is in pain. He relieves us of our pain. Today's gospel is the gospel of mercy. God is just, God is mercy, and we hear in this beautiful parable, he's not shortchanging the worker. He's telling him, I told you I was going to pay you this amount, and you got that amount. So stop complaining. I can do with my money whatever I want. He's being just. He's not lying. And he says he's a landowner. He owns this vineyard. And it's time for harvesting. He needs workers. My dear friends in Christ, we're also landowners. And we have been given, or better say, entrusted with a beautiful vineyard. The vineyard of our life, our very own life, it has been entrusted to us. We have to give it back because the master landowner will have to ask for the harvesting. So we also own this beautiful vineyard, our lives. And through this gospel, we ask for the grace so that we may be able to ask ourselves, what are we doing with this vineyard? What are we doing with this life? Are we hiring people to help us work in the vineyard? Are we hiring the worker of confession so we can go to confession and clean it up a little bit? Are we doing that? Are we hiring workers to help us achieve virtue? Are we hiring people to help us work in whatever things that need to be worked on in our lives with family and friends? Are we investing in our lives? Are we investing in the kingdom? Are we accomplishing anything? Are we making any progress to get to heaven? Because again, we're all landowners and we're going to be asked for the harvest. We're going to be asked if we're bearing any fruit, if we're doing anything with the life that has been given to us, because eventually it has to go back to him. This guy was, of course, envious. He was complaining. But God is just and merciful. He said, again, this is what I said I was going to pay to you. Oftentimes, we fall into the temptation of envy. St. John Maria Vianney, the patron saint of priests, said, envy is when we feel sadness on account of the goods that our neighbor has. When we feel sadness on account of the goodness that others have. That is envy. We feel envy or envious for something that we don't have but want to have. We feel jealous, the difference between jealousy and envy. Jealousy is when you have something but you're afraid of losing it, that somebody else is going to take it away. This gospel teaches us that we may not be so concerned about the goods of others, that we may start focusing on the goods that have been given to us, the good of life, and the many talents and skills that God has given us so that we can produce, so that we can bear fruit. This parable can also be compared to a soccer field. We understand that some players play throughout the game, during the whole time. And then some players just come at the very end. They play just a little. But all the players are focused, they're working towards the same goal, winning. When they get that cup, they feel the excitement. In the gospel, we hear this worker who was more concerned about what he did. When it comes to our understanding, this gospel makes no sense. I would be complaining and whining if I worked more, but then I'm getting paid the same amount that the other guy just worked for only 1 hour. In human terms, we cannot understand this. But we ask for the grace so that we may be able to understand what it means to be merciful. What it means to show mercy. We just give it out because it has been given out, it has been given to us by God. And all these workers, we are represented, all of us are represented by these workers that came at last. The church has been founded by Christ, and it's been around for over 2,000 years. Imagine the saints in heaven saying, "Well, this is not fair, God. I was decapitated, tortured, stoned to death. I was fed to the lions, and I got the crown of victory, eternal glory. But then these people come in 2020, and they're going to get the same thing? They came in at last. That's not fair." But they're not saying that. They're not complaining. Because the kingdom of God is extended to all of us. This is what mercy is about. To give it all. And perhaps we came at the very last minute. Perhaps you were called to work in the vineyard in your 50s or 60s or 70s. I don't know. But whatever state of life you find yourself in, single life, married, widow, or whatever, give it all for Christ. There's no excuse. Give it all for Christ. Give your best. Whatever you can bring to the table, to this table. Because everyone is unique and unrepeatable. Do that and give it all for Christ. Even if you just came in, God is calling us all to be part in His vineyard, so that we can bring more people to Himself. As we approach this heavenly banquet, let us ask God to help us, to give us the grace so that we may not be envious of the good that other people has, that we may be grateful, that we may have an attitude of gratitude for the things that we have, and that we may be able to rejoice for the things that other people have, that we may be able to say to God, "Thank you for the vineyard of my life and help me to bear fruit." We also need the intercession, the help of our Blessed Mother to do that, to be merciful, just as our Heavenly Father is merciful. May God bless us all.